This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jay. Easter weekend. This is it. Tomorrow is Good Friday. I forgot what Thursday is on the Christian calendar.
Today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, the end of Lent was yesterday, or it is today, one of the two. And then I'm sure today is something on the calendar. But tomorrow is Good Friday.
It is. And I can't believe you're, well, I guess because it's Catholic school. They get the day off. Sweet.
Yeah. You know, our company used to have the day off on Good Friday. Years ago, yeah, but then they took it away.
The office is closed at 1 or something?
Yeah, 1 o'clock.
Yeah. Used to be completely shut down on Good Friday. But Easter weekend, I think we have a list of Easter egg hunts in town, too. I know a lot of different areas are having them.
Yeah, and I just wanted to tell you guys, because of the cost of eggs, there's this new thing, I think it looks pretty cool, to be honest with you, where you can dye marshmallows. And there's a special kit available on Amazon that is special dyed just to dye marshmallows.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
And it's like $2.
Somebody is such an entrepreneur, it's not even funny.
It's a great idea.
It is.
Don't get me wrong. It would be, I think, much harder to find with an Easter egg hunt, though. Don't you? Using marshmallows.
No, because they're colored.
I'm just saying, them being smaller.
Oh, smaller.
Yeah. I think they'd be easier to hide.
I don't think you'd dye the minis.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you got to get the jumbo.
But I'm just saying, you could take a jumbo and you could put it under like a plank and it would squish it down.
Squish it down.
You could really find good places to hide the marshmallows.
If you did those minis, people are really screwed.
Man, the minis. If you really want to do an Easter egg hunt, use marshmallows, use the minis.
Yeah.
Paint one gold and then hide it out in the field somewhere. Yeah.
And then when it rains, they'll melt.
Yeah.
It could take 3 years to find that marshmallow.
Mm-hmm. I will tell you that we used to have Easter egg hunts in our house, and my dad like just pride himself on hiding them really in difficult places for my sister and I. I mean, we'd just tear each other apart trying to find these eggs. Well, then sometimes Bob would get so good at it that we couldn't find it. And he couldn't either.
And he couldn't remember where he put it?
We'd start smelling it a little bit later on in life. Yeah.
I can't tell you how many Easter eggs I've hit with a lawnmower.
Well, this is in our house.
Yeah.
This is in our house.
I've done it outside where you never find them. And then eggs go flying everywhere.
Well, this is like a sniff test where you're like, we're all just like, where is it? And then we'd find it.
And the Easter egg hunt is one of the, letdown is not the right word for it, but you prepare for it, you paint the eggs, you color the eggs. The egg hunt lasts maybe 30 seconds.
Not the way Bob did it. See, that's the thing. In the way that these big cities do it, it's just a square or whatever.
Yeah. And it's all on the field.
But if you really get creative, like, I mean, I know for my kid, I made it hard.
Yeah.
It was very difficult. He would take an hour to try to find them.
Yeah.
We
went to one last year, and you're right. It's according to how who does it, right?
Right.
But for the most part, when you have one of these organized Easter egg hunts, the anticipation, standing there. We had to wait for like an hour because there were so many kids. And then it's just a big, huge square with eggs in it. You can see every egg, okay, from the sideline. And that thing was over in 30 seconds. It's a melee.
And easily. I told you that, that one year our community decided to have the adult one.
Yeah.
Oh. I do want to see one of those
no,
live.
It is bad.
It's I a mean, bad
they,
idea.
It, well, they had to cancel it. They haven't done it
yeah,
again.
Had to cancel
but
it.
They had like big screen TVs and an egg and plastic egg.
Yeah. Yeah.
People were fighting, and I just grabbed my kid. He was like two. I just picked him up. I'm like, we're out. This yeah. is insane.
I've seen the adult ones lead to lawsuits.
Yeah, because where people get would. Out.
Yeah, like an assault charge, things like yeah. that. I mean, it gets too serious.
It does. Well, when there's a big screen TV up for grabbing,
yeah,
you
I'm
going
to do anything to get that thing.
Yeah. All right, BJ and Jamie.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. The countdown is on.
Red Robin.
Yum. Yum. We're down to 1 minute. Make it 47 seconds. Woo. Before the bottomless pass goes on sale. It's $20. Let me explain real quick here as the countdown continues. The bottomless pass for the entire month of May. Go in and get a burger every day if you want to with a side. $20 for the pass. And the food value is around $700. And it goes on sale in 25 seconds at redrobin.com.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go.
So all you got to do is go there, try to get your pass.
It's all you got to do except for mine's crashed three times.
All right. Well,
yeah.
The instructions are go there to get your pass. But just like Jimmy said, it's probably going to be offline very quickly.
Five seconds.
Yeah,
here we go.
It keeps crashing.
Down to three.
Oh, no.
Two.
I just crashed.
One.
You did?
Boom.
No.
There we go.
Yeah. Oh,
now.
Server unavailable.
Oh, no.
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 I know.
Server unavailable.
I wonder if that was intended.
I don't know. Too many requests, it says.
So if the server is down at the zero mark, nobody can get in.
Oh, no. Come on.
Right?
It says server unavailable, too many requests.
Dude.
No!
That's what it says.
Yep. I can't get on.
God.
And it just being like a white page with no images or anything, like this server is completely crashed.
Yeah.
It's toast.
Too many requests.
Yeah.
Yep.
Watch this be like an April Fool's joke. They just played it late.
You think that was the intention?
No, I think it crashed.
I think everybody on there. And
I think it crashed.
I mean, it makes, like, how often do people go to Red Robin's website and then suddenly they have this offer? Yeah,
yeah, they weren't ready for this.
I think that if, with this kind of demand, I don't even know if I would have put it online. I think I would have had people to come to the store to buy the pass. Because if you come to the store to get the pass, more than likely you're going to eat there that day.
What?
Yeah, I could see that.
You know what I'm saying?
Make people wait outside in like a line
kind
of thing.
Yeah. Instead of doing it online where you have a server that crashes.
I know, but people are extremely lazy.
But if you, well, then the people
then
that
they don't
actually
it,
move
right?
and do it, yeah.
I even went to a different link they had.
Yeah.
They had a different link. Did you go to
that one too? Yeah, I can't
get it. Like one that I thought was super secret, because if you read through the fine print, there's a super secret one that's RRGB. .link, and I went to that one. Not available.
Come on! We're not even going to get a chance.
Yeah.
We've counted down all morning, too.
I know, we did. We really did.
Oh, so uneventful.
All we did was count down to a crash.
Yep. Even the other link is just dead.
Damn. This is as bottomless as the Bezos flight.
Yeah.
Same results.
Man.
Turned.
Oh, well.
Oh, come on.
It was fun.
Because I have BJ's credit card number now, though. Do you guys want anything?
Oh, yeah.
Go to Amazon.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Right. Yeah.
So I wonder what happens now. Do you just have to keep refresh?
That's all I'm doing.
Until there's enough people that gets off the site,
Jamie and I
fires
are just
up,
basically.
We're just refreshing and nothing's happening.
You have to hope people get bored and then you're just waiting longer than them.
And that could take hours.
Yeah, easily.
Or if it, you know, refresh from other people. I don't know.
Come on.
Who knows? Anyway, it's over.
My life is ruined.
We spent 3 hours on this.
I know.
3 hours for nothing but a crash.
Yep. That was fun, wasn't it?
Bottomless my ass.
Exactly. You tell him, BJ.
Hashtag. That's what I'm going to put out there today.
Bottomless my ass. Yeah,
yep.
Good one. Yeah. Anyway.
That's what I'm rolling with. 31 gourmet meals.
Look at Carson. He's obsessed.
I need to get this
right
now.
He's like
refreshing
every 5 minutes, or every 5 seconds.
I'm opening different tabs, hoping that'll help.
I know. He's trying everything. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well. All right. Well, Red Robin crash. That is. Yeah, I know.
All right. Well.
I didn't like their burgers anyway.
I'm sure no one else got on either.
Yeah, stupid. All right. Well, that was.
And how many are they offering? They don't say, do they?
No.
What if this is a cash grab? Oh. Think about that.
What do you mean?
Well, the rumor is they're about to go under anyway, right?
Yeah.
And to save it. That's how they're putting this, that it's going to save the company. I don't buy that. Because as you said earlier in the show, Jamie, we have a shrimp issue with Red Lobster. Don't
right? It supposedly took them out of business, right?
It knocked them out of business because they did bottomless shrimp.
$11 million they lost.
You're telling me that a bottomless burger pass where you're giving away $700 in food for only $20 is going to save your company?
I know.
I don't buy that at all.
Yeah.
So what if? What if this is a big money grab? They get a million people to buy this $20 pass.
I had it for a second, and then it went away when I clicked on the link.
Come on. You get a million people to buy this $20 pass, and then you go bankrupt on May 1st.
I mean, it could happen. You know?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it could.
I'm sure it's illegal, but could happen.
Right? Whatever.
Who are we to say, right?
Exactly.
All right. Well, good luck with the bottomless pass today. Bottomless my ass.
Exactly. Hashtag.
BJ and Jamie.
Yo.
Carson, let it go.
No.
Let it go.
No. It's the people that are going to give up that aren't going to get in, and I'm going to get one. I've gotten in like 7 times, but every time I actually click the link to purchase, it crashes on me.
We're talking about the Red Robin Burger Pass. It's $22 a day for the month of May that you can spend $22 a day for burgers or whatever you want for all of May, and it's $20. And so it went on sale at 9 a.m., 10 minutes ago, basically, at 9 a.m., and nobody can get through.
I wonder if you have the app, if it makes it more accessible there.
They probably get first
just because
dibs.
Their
loyalty program.
Yeah, yeah, you're considered loyal.
Yeah.
Hmm.
People are very frustrated on Texnado. Yeah. I didn't get in. The gateway is shut down. Bad gateway.
I feel like we're responsible in
Too
some
many
way.
Requests.
But talking about it all morning.
Well, this is the saddest one.
What?
Somebody's trying Applebee's.
Oh.
Oh,
they got the wrong restaurant.
The wrong one.
Oh, well, they're not going to get one.
No, it's Red Robin.
Yeah, no, keep going to Applebee's.
Yeah. And that's why we said yum afterwards.
Yeah. Robin.
Yum. Yeah, so it's a red.
That's where it's at.
You know, you have to think about that. That marketing ploy with the yum was a good call.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That night, I want my baby back, baby back, baby back.
Words.
I want my baby back, baby back. That was a good one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Chili's did well.
Yeah, they In-N-Out doesn't have anything, do they?
In-N-Out Burger? No, yeah, not really. I don't think so.
In-N-Out. No, that's probably not it.
No.
It's quality you can taste.
Oh!
Yeah, that's their saying.
Well,
yeah.
All right. Quality you can taste.
It doesn't stick with you.
No, it really doesn't.
No.
Hey, Melinda Gates is dating somebody. I meant to look it up, but I was trying to get on Red Robin's site instead. Yeah, Melinda Gates has a new boyfriend. Forget Bill. Who needs Bill?
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy's name is Philip Vaughn. And I don't know. It says she cozies up to her new boyfriend, Philip Vaughn. She looks very happy.
Yeah. Good I'll bet her. He's even happier.
I bet he's really happy. Yeah. She says she's in a very, very happy relationship. She's 60 years old. She said she was afraid that she wouldn't find a match for her. But this, what does he do for a living? Does anybody know? But he like opens her car door for her, helps her out of the car. Like he's chivalrous.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't see Bill opening her car door.
No, I don't either.
No, Bill Gates. Can you look up what he does for a living?
Yeah, I'm trying to find
it. All right. His name is Philip Vaughn. Again, I was going to do that, but I was too busy trying to get Red Robin Burger.
It says he is the founder and chairman of the craft beer delivery company.
Oh.
Tavor.
Sounds like he has his own money, though.
Does it?
That's good. Not as much as her.
Not like her.
No, not like her. Also, let's see here. Did you guys know? Well, let's play some trivia. You ready? I like trivia.
Okay.
Do you guys know how many places make Peeps? How many, company manufacturers?
Like factories?
Yeah, yeah.
I would say just one.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Wow, good
Because
job.
It's trademarked.
Yeah.
So, you can only, one person can only do it.
No, but there's a lot of Coca-Cola bottling distributors all over the country. Yeah.
Similar like PepsiCo.
Yeah, you can make it anywhere. You can make a bunch of different manufacturing places. But it's only one manufacturer. It's in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Also, what year did it start? Why are you look confused?
I'm thinking about what year. What did Peeps come out? 72.
No, try again. Lower.
65.
32.
Wow.
That old?
Yep, 1932.
Wow, would have never guessed that.
Is that crazy?
Yeah.
Let's see here. And how many do they make each year? How many?
Oh,
Peeps?
Now we're talking.
Yeah, right?
I would say at least 70 million.
No.
Not even close?
Not even close.
Oh.
Am I too low?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
200 million.
I feel like 70 million is just way too many even
Peeps,
there.
I know. I mean, for all the people that eat Peeps, that is so much grossness.
I don't know a single person who actually likes Peeps.
I felt like that was a good guess.
It's 2 billion.
What?
Oh, great.
2 billion a year.
No way.
A year.
That's crazy.
Ugh.
I was trying to think. I was going with the U.S. population, and I was trying to think about a third.
Yeah,
probably get them.
Billion.
So
if you, I know billion. You're picking up your son early from school today because they get out early. If you want to have some fun, put a Peep. My son and I did this. It's super fun. Put a Peep in the microwave.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so fun.
Yeah, we've done that.
Yeah, super fun. Well, it's
he loves Peeps.
Make it a tradition.
You know what else is super fun? You get 2 Peeps, right? And then you stick a toothpick in each one.
Yeah.
And then when they start expanding in the microwave, one of them will stab the other one. It's like a little jousting tournament.
Oh yeah, we did that too. I thought you'd put a toothpick in each one of them.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you give each one of them a toothpick, and then you set them up, and they joust.
Yeah, in the microwave.
Well, I've got to do that. Yeah. Today.
Dude, it's fun.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, I'm not just learning this.
I know.
That's
I
great.
Know. Yep, I know. Hey, do you guys want a little pick-me-up? Here's a little pick-me-up.
Sure.
Number three.
Oh.
Ready?
Yeah.
Step inside. Walk this way. You and me, babe. Hey,
hey. I love that guy. I absolutely love that guy. Joe Bro Official. Joe Bo Official. That's his name. And he is taking off. You guys are going to be hearing about him. It's just getting as big as the chicken thing. What was the chicken thing you told us about? For the movie Minecraft?
Oh, Chicken Jockey.
Chicken Jockey.
Yeah.
It's going to be that big. Remember, Schmidl told us about Chicken Jockey, and we were all like, we've never heard of that.
Yeah.
And then the next week it blew up. You just wait for this guy. He's on fire. Also, Oreos is coming out with a brand new flavor that's going to hit here. It's called Cherry Blossom Matcha, and it's so pretty. It's a very pretty Oreo. You open it up, and one half of it is light green, and one half of it is pink. It's out of Japan, and so it's... I don't know. It's very popular right now. The Mama June trailer is coming out. Mama June, I didn't even know this, you guys, is in season 7. Who knew, right? It's called Mama June Family Circus, and it premieres Friday, May 30th on WeTV or AMC TV, AMC Plus. Sorry about that. I didn't know this, but Honey Boo Boo, she goes to
Regis University.
Yeah, yeah, for nursing. She's right here in Colorado. Anyway, here's the trailer.
Man.
This season, get ready for a lot of changes. Even though we might be a dysfunctional family, our dysfunctionality works for our family.
Where is my check?
This is the check you can have.
This isn't a game.
What the hell is going on? We're getting a f***ing divorce.
Whoa!
So the whole sperm thing is a no.
Am I okay? Definitely not.
Alana's thriving in college.
I am officially in my second year.
But her relationship with Draylen is in trouble.
The judge really could sentence you to prison.
What are you going to do, sit here and harp and wait on him for 10 years?
I'm just really hoping that he does not have to go to jail.
And speaking of court, Mama and Justin are fighting for custody of Caitlin.
We're going to fight like hell to have that happen.
I can't believe this.
Yeah.
What happened?
Bombshells are getting dropped.
Hey, can I come over?
Where are you going?
Why ask me so many questions?
What's his name?
Tonight we're having like a mazé trois.
Whatever hope I had left in my marriage is gone.
Looks like I'm not the only one keeping secrets.
Mama June premieres Friday, May 30th on WeTV.
Hey, a couple of things. First of all, Schmidl, you should try to track her down.
Mama June?
No,
Honey Boo Boo. Honey Boo Boo, she goes to school here.
Yeah, yeah.
Try to track her down. Second thing, if I had another heart attack and they took me to the hospital, and I went under for some reason, then woke up, and I'm looking at Honey Boo Boo as my nurse.
Okay.
I think
I bet she'll be on now.
Yeah. I think I'd have another heart attack, is all I'm saying. It would shock the heck out of me.
Yeah, nice change.
That's exactly what I'm saying. That would be wild.
Carson, stop.
I can't.
Oh my God.
I'm on a mission.
He keeps trying to get into the Red Robin thing.
Listen, I actually got in. I clicked purchase, and then it was a spinning wheel of doom. But I was in. I was in. Once you taste it, you can't go back.
There's even people on Reddit saying the marketing stunt thing that you guys are saying. Like, this post says, I wonder if these are just marketing stunts. The corporate people just bought it and then refused to buy enough bandwidth for their website, knowing it would crash. And then we talk about it.
But I don't think legally you can do that. Like, not give them away, you know? Because it has rules and everything. So they have to give at least one away.
I'm going to get one because all you people are quitting and I love it. Keep quitting.
You are obsessed. Let the burger go.
No, it's such a good deal. Think about all the burgers. The Bonsai Burger. The Burning Love Burger. Come on.
Oh, my God. Justin Bieber's team is denying various claims that the singer is millions of dollars in debt since the 2023 cancellation of his Justice World Tour. You know, you would think with how many times we play Justin Bieber on this radio station alone that we keep him in business with the residuals.
What do you think?
I think he is having a financial crisis.
I don't.
Yeah.
I think he's got plenty of money.
Anyway, it says sources say that they're disappointed that they no longer work with Justin as Justin forges his own way forward. These unnecessary stories and inaccurate assumptions will continue, but they won't deter him from staying committed to follow the right path. I don't know what that all means, but they're saying it's clickbait. It's not real. But people are saying he already owes AEG $20 million because they gave him an advance on the tour, an advance of $40 million for the tour, and he had to pay back $20 million, and he has not paid that back yet. So I don't know what's going on. All I know, he is just in a pickle. He just seems so out there.
You would think you could throw together another tour and work out a deal and make all that up.
Well, he is in the studio making new music.
I'm just saying, so. Yeah.
This is the second tour he's canceled, though.
Yeah.
Yep. So, I mean, I don't know. And then Scooter, he dumped Scooter, or Scooter dumped him. I don't know what happened to that. And that P. Diddy stuff, it's a mess right now.
He did just sell his music catalog, too, like 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, he did for like $200 million or something. Yep. I don't know what's going on. And then she supposedly has her her company up for sale. What's her name? Hailey Bieber. So she has that company. It's a cosmetic company. And they said, yeah, that she's pitching it. So I don't know what's going on.
Yep.
But they're trying to sell stuff.
I hope they're okay.
Me too. Yeah. And then finally, here's a deviled egg tip for you, because I am a chef. Okay? They say the best way to make deviled eggs, because I love them so much, it says is to put two teaspoons of Dijon mustard in there. See, because the ones at Whole Foods, they don't use mustard. And they're really bland.
No, I agree.
And the other thing is put a teaspoon of hot sauce and then use two teaspoons of pickle juice.
There you go.
Oh, so good, right?
I got caught up in a rabbit hole yesterday with deviled eggs.
You did?
Yes. I ended up on a website. I guess yesterday was like deviled egg day.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then, Jamie, I'll bet you there were 300 recipes on how to do deviled eggs.
Really?
I mean, it was everything.
I like them with the pickle minced in the goo.
They even had deviled eggs with hummus.
Ew. That was bland on bland, right?
I'm just telling you, it was 300 recipes. Deviled eggs.
I just remember being freaked out because our deviled eggs, the egg had taken on the color from the dye.
Yeah.
So you're eating like green and pink ones and stuff. It's kind of gross.
It's a little weird.
All right. Anyway, there you go. Tableau Trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Snow on the way.
BJ and Jamie.
I want to apologize.
For what?
Well, I just feel like we've let a lot of people down today.
Yeah.
Started out the show with yum. Talked it all the way up until 9 o'clock, in fact.
I know.
Pushed the hell out
of
a hamburger.
Tell me what you're talking about. The hamburger pass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the hamburger pass over Red Robin. Yeah. It was going to be $20, and then you get a hamburger every single day throughout the month of May. Because it's Hamburger Appreciation Month or something like that. And then here comes 9 o'clock. The countdown is on. We watch this damn clock for 3 hours. We watched it. And then the countdown and boom, 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 crash. The internet went down.
Yeah.
And nobody got not one person that I know of got a card. Not one.
And then Carson and Schmidl continue to try like psychopaths.
Yeah.
And now it's saying that they're a bot.
Yeah, I'm blocked.
And they got blocked.
Yeah, it even gives me like reasons. It says rapid taps or clicks, JavaScript disabled, and then it just says that I have automated activity on my network.
That you tried to be a bot?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I think you are a bot.
You're a bot.
Okay. No, you're a bot.
You're an NPC.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just upset. Just upset. Just upset. All right, well, good luck. You can keep trying all day today if you want to. I've given up.
It's at redrobin.com, but it crashed and it crashed, and now everybody's a bot.
Yeah, yeah. So. And Carson's just hoping enough of you give up that he can get in.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, right.
There you go. I'm done with it. I'm done. All right, have a great day today. The weather, it's going to get windy. There is a fire danger day today.
Red flag warning.
Red flag. All right. So it's going to get breezy. Then the moisture will move in tonight. Maybe snow after midnight. And snow all day tomorrow. Into Saturday, in fact. So there you go.
40-mile-per-hour wind gusts today.
Woo!
Yeah.
Lordy. So it's going to get crazy. You guys have a great Thursday. Tomorrow is Friday.
Friday.
Tomorrow's good Friday. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah!
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice. MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars.
Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.